You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. off his brand new 2014 album called Slant Signature. That was the very busy and talented tenor saxophonist Benny Cerrone ushering us into a new hour of neon jazz with his take on the tune Tonk. Benny grew up in Israel and was surrounded by music in his home. His parents emigrated from Chile and Yemen, so Benny has been heavily influenced by Latin and African-based music and rhythms. From a very early age, he studied classical flute, but he didn't find the freedom that he did in jazz, and that satisfied his music needs. As he put it, he found the freest and most expressive music out there. His first taste of international performance was by representing Israel on a 1978 European tour of Israeli folk music and dance. After training his music brain on the flute, he decided that the tenor sax was his calling and emigrated to the U.S. in 1986 to study jazz performance at the Berklee School of Music. He studied with some brilliant minds, and these days he's continuing that jazz tradition in Boston and staying very busy. In a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Benny had an impassioned voice and wise words about his life so far. This is what he had to say about the jazz industry today and what it means to create music.
It's a really tough business, if you can call it a business, I don't know. But it's a really tough adventure that we all go through, and money is a very difficult thing in it, and therefore the only thing that's left, I think, is love, you know, love for the music. Somebody has an opportunity to record real music and uncompromised jazz, and they can get paid for it, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Long live Benny and that superb jazz he gives all of us. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Mutual Musicians Foundation, Charlie Parker, and the Jazz Hall of Fame, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Packed full of another hour of good, solid jazz music. On the clarinet and jazz sax, here's the great Pee Wee Russell next on the show with a request for us all, Ask Me Now.
Hi, everybody. This is Benny Cerrone, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Mm-hmm.
Coming from the land of famous opera singers in Russia, that was jazz trumpeter Alex Sipiagin with the 2009 tune Deaf One off his Mirror CD. At 12 years of age, he began playing in a children's orchestra, and at 15, he joined a local music college, and at 16, he auditioned for the Moscow Music Institute. Then, it was in 1990 that Alex visited the United States for the very first time, performing with a Russian student jazz band, Green Wave, and he was asked to headline the Corpus Christi Jazz Festival in Texas. He caught the attention and ears of many and was invited to participate in the International Louis Armstrong competition sponsored by the Thelonious Monk Institute in Washington, D.C. These days, he lives in Long Island and continues to perform and tour with the Dave Holland and Mingus groups. Straight out of Toronto, Canada, here's a man that loves Bird and does his work on the tenor sax well, Grant Stewart, with the 2009 song Cone on the Cob. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That's Syracuse native and jazz trumpeter Joe Magnarelli, or Mags as they call him, with the 2009 tune JJ's Burside Blues off the CD Always There. He moved to New York City in 1986, and soon thereafter he toured and recorded with Lionel Hampton and brother Jack McDuff. Today he has 9 albums under his name as a leader and has been a sideman on countless projects. These days, he is also an adjunct professor of music at the Juilliard School of Music and Rutgers University, while keeping the music, touring, and workshops in full gear. Here's jazz pianist Bruce Barth next on the show with the 2007 tune Lazy Bird off his album Don't Blame Me. Thank you.
Hello, this is Christian St. Clair, director of This Is Gary McFarland. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the late, great composer, arranger, vibraphonist, and vocalist Gary McFarland in 1968 with the tune Flea Market off the album Does the Sun Really Shine on the Moon? Born in L.A. and eventually making his way to the mecca of jazz in New York City, Gary was one of the most significant contributors to orchestral jazz. He was a sort of jazz Pied Piper in the 10 years he orchestrated some impressive jazz tracks, working with titans like Bill Evans, Jerry Mulligan, Johnny Hodges, Bob Brookmeyer, Stan Getz, and the great Anita O'Day. All of this came to a mysterious and unfortunate end in 1971, when methadone was slipped into his drink while at a New York City bar. He suffered a heart attack and died instantly. But his spirit is living on in the form of film via Christian St. Clair's documentary called This Is Gary McFarland, and it's getting some good press. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Christian had to say about the importance of Gary and his music.
He left an incredible body of work. It's just like the gift that keeps on giving. The music has not aged. It's just as fresh as it was when it was produced, 40, 50 years ago. And that was just a special era of music, period. Like, the way it was recorded,
And one Gary tune is not going to capture the essence of his jazz contribution. Here he is again in 1965 with the tune Fried Bananas of his album called The End Sound. Oh,
This is Nate Berkey, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the accomplished jazz pianist and composer, arranger, and educator David Berkman with his 2004 tune Triceratops off his CD Start Here, Finish There. While growing up in Cleveland, he was a regular playing in house bands for the visiting jazz greats like Sonny Stitt, Hank Crawford, and Carter Jefferson. It was in 1985 that he moved to New York City and has been there ever since as another vital stitch in the fabric of a quality jazz town that brings hungry musicians there every day. Today, he is an associate professor in the Queens College Jazz Master's Program and a visiting professor at the Prince Claus Conservatory in the Netherlands. Coming very close to the end of another hour of Neon Jazz Together, we bring you another tenor saxophone man with a good message. Here's Joel Fromm with the tune, Sorry, No Decaf. Again, that was the post-bop tenor saxophonist Joel Fromm with words to live by. Sorry, no decaf. And it's just not the jazz way, baby, and it simply didn't work for his fluid, inventive, and passion-filled jazz sound. Here's one more shot of that audible jazz caffeine to wrap things up on this hour of Neon Jazz. Here's saxophonist and composer Donye Stevens with the 1970 song Isn't That So off his album called Reminiscent. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the composer around these studio parts around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Like what you heard, but let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a request. Just let us know you're out there in radio land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.